Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast for a very special episode today. This is part two of an amazing two-part interview with Jay Razzouk. He is a California business attorney with over 10 years of experience involving legal compliance with Fortune 500 companies, and he's the founder of the ProScale Legal Coaching and the Secure Scale Method. Jay focuses on helping small business owners employ legal strategies to protect their businesses as they scale up to and beyond seven and eight figures. And he does it by teaching them how to share the love of God and teaching others that the love of God is the best defense, basically against litigation situations. Amen. Now, if you missed any of the prior episode, go back and catch up, because I do not have a lot of time to replay all of the preceding interview. Let's jump back into the interview now with Jay Razzouk.
Well, is it possible to share the love of God and be a witness through business? I mean, even though, you know, they're doing these things to make an income from those they're helping, is it ethical to share the love of God through your business?
I believe if we live that love, that is the first connection we can do to open up the door to then saying this love actually came from God. Because we got to first walk the walk before I think we could start talking the Christian talk. And I mean, as Jesus said, by how you, they shall know you're my disciples by how you love one another. Yeah. Our calling card as Christians should be how we're loving each other. And sadly, when the world looks at us, we usually are a mockery to the world. They see Christians bickering with Christians, Christians hating on this group or that group. And we as just a church, sadly, I feel like I've almost defaced the face of God. People reject God, but it's really not the real God that they're rejecting. They're rightfully rejecting an angry, vengeful, hateful God. If we portrayed the love of God in its proper way, just think how many people just would not wait to go into the church.
Yeah.
And same thing for our businesses. You know, if we were loving everybody around us and people could just think, oh man, these Christians, I can depend on them. I know they're going to care for me. They're going to put my interests first. I know they're going to be honest. I mean, we would be thriving as a religion. And again, we wouldn't be mocked and ridiculed like in some ways I think we somewhat deserve as a people. And God would be glorified by that.
Amen. Amen. I know you say that love is the ultimate legal strategy. What do you mean by that?
So it blew my mind one time when we all know this verse, right? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,
long-suffering,
gentleness, goodness, patience. Again, and do you remember how it ends, that verse? After he says self-control.
I don't remember.
I think most of us forget how it ends. Paul says, against these things, there is no law.
Yeah. Amen.
This is legal advice.
There you go. Amen.
If you're doing these things, you're not going to violate the law. And if you look at our legal system, almost all the laws boil down to don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't kill. And we unfortunately have millions of laws, or it feels like millions and millions of laws, depending on how you count it, right? And we're adding more and more and more all the time. It's so complex. Like, attorneys know just slivers of the law. And yet we as people are presumed to know all of it.
Amen.
Ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
Yeah.
And this is where, to me, again, if you contrast God's law with man's law, God's law is so beautiful, so simple, so rational, so it makes so much sense. Man's law, millions of laws just to rehash what God has already given us.
Amen. Amen. That's well.
But put. If you just,
amen.
Yeah, and you could just be overwhelmed by the scale, the magnitude of man's law. But if you focus on what I call the loving mindset, where you put other people's interests first, where you are willing to make sacrifices, you're willing to take some lumps and bruises, you are going to be patient, you're going to have a happy persona, you are going to be gentle, guess what? I think you're going to avoid a ton of legal problems. Mm-hmm. And I see it when I see when I help my clients. Just the tone that you put in an email can either de-escalate a situation or, you know, escalate it and it spins out of control and things get worse. When you look at legal cases, lawsuits that have been filed, there's been so many opportunities where a business could have stepped in, done something different, and resolved the dispute. But what happens is, and Satan likes doing this, he likes to call it, it's like the laws of Newtonian physics. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. And so one person punches, the next person punches twice as hard, and the next person three times as hard. The only way to break that cycle is with love and then follow Christ's path, where you be willing to maybe take some lumps, maybe be willing to be patient, to listen, hear out that person, be understanding of them. I think that's so important. If we look at Christ's ministry, sometimes people would ask for a certain thing. For example, Lord, please heal me, I'm paralytic. And what would Christ do? He knows first that person is dealing with a forgiveness problem. He has sins that he feels separated from God. Jesus says, you know, your sins are forgiven first. Mm-hmm. Then he heals that person. Or you go to the leper who's not been touched for who knows how many years. And Lord, he says, Lord, you know, if you're willing, please heal me. What does Jesus say? Just heal him? The first thing he does is he touched him. I mean, that almost brings tears to my eyes every time I hear that story. Christ is going to the need first. And as businesses, you know, sometimes you might have clients who will do things that just seem totally random. Why are they doing this? Why do they suddenly want out of my coaching program? Why do they suddenly now want to return my product? What's going on? Why are they having issues? And the issue might not be with you. If you sit down and listen, maybe they're going through financial hardship. Maybe they're having other problems. And a lot of it is fear-based. It goes back to, we're in a broken world where there is scarcity and people are afraid of being alone, afraid of being hungry, afraid of losing their house, afraid of losing their job, afraid of death. I mean, fear of death is the greatest fear that Satan uses to manipulate us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do we overcome this? First John chapter 4, exactly. Perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
And I learned this. My wife and I have been filming the documentary on mental health. We filmed over 150 interviews.
Mm.
And this was one of the major revelations that I had doing this. Because so much mental illness, I mean, there's so many different causes, but mm-hmm. fear is one of these ways that Satan can take a person down a path of mental illness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you get in this cycle, this feedback loop of fear just building on fear, love is one of the, from what I've seen from people's testimonies, from listening to experts, love is a powerful remedy that can help do away with this fear. This debilitating fear. So if you have a customer who's panicking, who's in a state of distraught, if you show them love, that might give them confidence, that might give them hope, might give them peace. They might be willing to continue in your program, continue with your product, and the issue can be taken away. But it takes us stepping back, not rushing to judgment. We're being patient. We're being faithful. We're being gentle, and that will open the door to reconciling the dispute very often.
Amen. Amen. I know you specialize in helping companies scaling to 5-6 figures, like, you know, Fortune 500 companies. But what about a little mom and pop type of operation? What can they do to protect themselves legally as well?
So actually, so the first 10 years was working with the Fortune 500s, mm-hmm. where I was representing the shareholders. We would come in and try to reform these companies. I mean, you name the company, you read these scandals in Wall Street Journal, right? Where, you know, banks are getting sued for fraud, or some company makes cars and the cars are killing people, things of that nature. I would come in and try to say, hey, whoa, how did we get to this point? You need to change and make sure that these things don't happen in the future. You know, put in these processes, put in these procedures. And what I've learned doing that, I'm now wanting to help smaller businesses apply so that they have this foundation that they can scale from. And so part of that involves putting in policies and procedures. And we hate those words, right? We hate policies. We hate procedures. But you know what? We should love them, because once you have it in place, when that bad thing happens, you know where to look and it'll tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And when it's just you by yourself, maybe you don't need them. But the moment you hire that first employee, that employee needs to know what to do. How are you going to tell them what to do? You have to give them policies and procedures, or a manual or something. Why do you think God gave us the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's that's
instructions before leaving Earth.
Exactly. I mean, that's his policies and procedures we're supposed to follow here on Earth. Amen. And so it's really worth it to spend the time to have those, understand what you need, because again, we have so many laws. You have at times obligations that you might not be aware of, or what might be considered discrimination. You would be shocked. You know, maybe the bar is so low, you had no idea that, you know, by carving out certain things or certain ways, you're discriminating against people with mental illness or people with, you know, a particular racial group, even if you weren't intending to do that.
Mm. Yeah, amen.
So it's good to have these in place.
Well, what about online businesses? I mean, are there certain things that need to be in place that are unique to online businesses as compared to brick and mortar stores or large industrial types businesses?
In some ways, they almost need more.
Mm.
So yes, brick and mortar, you have your own set of problems where you need to make sure that your facility is safe. But when it comes to online, first you need to make sure you have those privacy policies and the terms of use for your website. You need to make sure you're not violating people's copyrights, that you're putting up pictures that you're allowed to use for commercial purposes. And then you need to be mindful of what states you're doing business in. And this is something people do not understand. For example, I'm here in California, and, you know, I need to pay state taxes in California and federal taxes. But I could reach a point where I'm helping enough customers in a particular state, or maybe I hire an employee in another state. I might now be required to register in that state, pay taxes in that state, and follow the laws of that state. And I could be sued in that state.
Mm.
And so this is where, yeah, as you continue to grow and spread into more states, you are entering more jurisdictions and you need to start being mindful. I think you need to be really strategic as to how you're going to expand.
Wow.
Like I tell people, if you're going to hire employees, maybe hire all of them in Texas or, you know, one state rather than here, there, and there, and everywhere. And then because of an administrative nightmare, when you're a small business, you don't want to deal with such headaches.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why everyone does the 1099, you know, contractor program type thing, self-employed contractor, right? So they don't have to mess with state taxes.
It can help. It's definitely good to use 1099 independent contractors when you're able. But in states like California, it's almost impossible to have someone be considered a 1099 now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It would depend on the circumstances, but yeah. If you are hiring someone who basically otherwise would have been an employee of yours, you know, especially if they're going to be interacting with customers and things like that for you, they're going to be an employee.
Wow. Wow. Well, tell us about your ProScale program. How do you help people through that?
So one aspect right now is templates. And I really kind of laughed at templates even not too long ago as an attorney. I'm like, templates, you really need custom tailored services. But I've really come to appreciate now the value of templates because, you know, I've gone through this, you know, clients will come hire me to do a contract. If I have to write it from scratch, or even if I take a template to really customize it for their business, will take me a long time. I could spend hundreds of hours to make the perfect contract that everybody wants. But nobody wants to pay $200 an hour or $300 an hour for 100 hours worth to make that perfect contract. Everybody wants that contract, but nobody wants to pay for it. Your best shot at doing it is really getting a template written by an attorney who is experienced in your field, who has spent time to understand how your industry works, and then put in 100 hours on his template or her template. And then you could take that template, find an attorney who maybe is less experienced, but maybe is in your state, and then could just make sure that it fits well with the laws of your state and that it's just a little bit more tailored for you. You know, so it's like, if, like for me, I'm a skinny guy, I have to buy slim fit shirts. So, what it is if you buy a template, it's like buying the right shirt size. And if you need slim fit, it's getting the slim fit. But maybe I still do this. Even if I get slim fit, I still need a little bit more tailoring to make sure the shirt will fit.
Amen. So that's what you do offer the templates for businesses?
That's right. So offer templates. And then another thing I'm offering is what I call legal clarity calls.
Okay.
And this is where I hear so often that business owners say, I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sure. And one of the major things they don't know, for example, is, you know, how do you navigate the multi-state issues where, you know, you might have some employees here, maybe some independent contractors there, maybe they're not really independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Should you be registering in states? What taxes might you owe? What are your vulnerabilities, things you're not doing right? So I take them through this really comprehensive, like 100-point survey or self-assessment, and then give them guidance on, okay, I think this is direction you should go. Maybe you really need to talk to an attorney about XYZ. Mm-hmm. And given this big picture of clarity. And then I could do strategy calls where I know not everybody is interested. They're not even ready yet for that full legal clarity assessment. But maybe they don't know even where to go. Like, I don't know, should I do LLC corporation? What state should I do? Whatever. I can coach people through some of these ideas of where they need to go, what they need to do.
Amen.
And when I say legal coaching, this is a new thing. This is something that I'm trying to pioneer. So it's, I'm still learning to articulate it, but the best way to explain it is on one side, you have the done-for-you legal services. Mm-hmm. You know, right? You pay attorney a ton of money and you get a custom product just for you. He says, here it is. And then you say, I paid you a lot of money. I don't want to pay you more. I don't want to pay you to explain this to me. And so you take that contract, you try doing what you can with it. Who knows if you're using it right? You don't understand it. Flip side, you go to LegalZoom to start your business. So you have these DIY services. And I have to say, like, the materials I've seen from LegalZoom are really good. They really have put in a ton of time to make some really good templates and automate it for you. But then the downside is, again, I've noticed people will pay for like the full suite. They'll get this wonderful package from LegalZoom, and LegalZoom might have even all the instructions. but they've only halfway completed the paperwork or halfway gone through the process of setting up their business. And if it's a corporation, there's a lot of steps you need to do and do it just right, else you could run into problems and arguably have not fully set up your corporation yet. Mm. You know, like you need to make sure you have elected officers, you've elected directors, you have issued stock to your shareholders. Like, you've got to go through all these things. And if you go halfway through, if you get sued, you might be personally on the hook. Wow. Or there's that risk that you could be.
Yeah.
So, wow. So there's this huge gap in the middle of having an ongoing relationship with someone who can coach you through these issues. Like, is this a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Where do I go? How do I deal with this? What do I need to watch out for? I just hear these questions all the time. Mm. And 90% of the time, it's just a need for education.
True.
Yeah. There's just a huge knowledge gap. And you don't need a lawyer to necessarily say, in your specific situation, this is what you should do. If you just educate people, here's what the law generally says, I think most people can be steered in the right direction. So that's legal coaching.
Amen. Amen. And I know you offer a free resource that discusses was the 5 risks that every business owner should know. Can you just share a few of those with our listeners?
Right. Yeah. So the 5 business risks are regulatory risks. So these are things you should do or the government will come for you. You next have taxation risk. And there's so many different types of taxes you have to be mindful of as a business, right? Got to pay your income taxes, state, maybe federal, or sorry, federal, maybe state level. You have to make sure you collect sales tax if you're subject to that. You need to pay property taxes if you own property. You have to, for your employees, make sure you're paying their FICA taxes, you know, or one half of their FICA taxes. I mean, you just go down the list. There's all sorts of taxes. The next risk is, as I talked about, going back to the tax risk, mm-hmm. where as you're going into other states, now you might be subject to taxation in those places. So it's a huge risk. The third major risk is contractual risk. And this is a risk that you might breach a contract you've made. So you might not deliver on the promises you've delivered or you've made. Or it could be, someone might not deliver on a promise they've made to you. Mm. So it could be both sides there. The next one after that is competition risk. So competitors could come out of nowhere, start competing with you, or you could be doing things that are improper as a competitor. You know, how do you deal with the competition? Mm. And then the last one is I call just a general liability. And that's like what we talked about. If you have a store, for example, someone could slip and fall, get injured.
Yeah.
Or if you are a person who's giving recommendations, advice, counseling, consulting, you could also give advice to people that then they would act on and it would hurt them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I can see that.
So these sort of, that last category, general liability, is usually covered very well by insurance. Mm.
Amen.
So those are the 5 risks.
Would someone have to have like insurance if they were doing like you're doing coaching? Would you have a separate insurance policy for your coaching program? Or how would, you know, I'm not an insurance specialist either, but, you know, I figured I'd ask that since you just mentioned it.
Oh, it's a great question. And actually, I get coaches all the time asking me, you know, how does insurance work? So it's a really good question. So for example, let's take someone who's a professional, like maybe they're a doctor and they have their professional practice. And of course, they're probably going to have professional liability insurance. Mm-hmm. But then let's say on the side, then they do coaching. They would have to get a separate policy to cover the coaching. Mm. And there is out there different policies that are made for coaches. Some are super cheap, like $275, roughly. Definitely less than $300. And then that will cover you for basically giving bad advice.
That's kind of like coaching malpractice, huh?
Yeah, basically. Sometimes it's called errors and omissions. That's a term if you want to ask your insurance broker, ask for errors and omissions insurance.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Jay, this is all so interesting. How can someone get in touch with you if they have a question or would like to receive more information on your services?
So best way to reach me probably is on Facebook. I have a Facebook group there called Business Law for Online Practitioners. Mm-hmm. And then once you're in the group, you can just message me on Facebook. I love to help people. And then another option is just proscalelegal.com. And you can find out more then about our services. And we're going to continue adding more and more, working on a program that will take businesses through understanding the entire customer journey from advertising, intake, contract, and then dealing with disputes and how to, just maintain a really happy customer relationship that whole time. And it's going to be based on these concepts of love. That's really going to be a foundational part of it.
Yeah. Amen. And they reach out to you through email or through the contact page on the website. How does that work?
If you want to reach me by email, you could do it at j@proscalelegal.com. So proscalelegal.com. Amen. Oh, I left out the scale. j@proscalelegal.com.
Amen.
Hope I spelled that right. Everything should be as it is.
That's right. Go to the website. I bet there's a contact form there too. So,
amen. Yes.
Amen. Well, folks, in this day and time where, as Jay was describing, legal litigation is the norm and not the exception, you need to make sure that your business has checked all the requirements to protect yourself, your business, even your clients or customers. I mean, and I urge you to get in touch with Jay Rezik today. At least get qualified legal counsel in your locality if that's the advice you need. But contact Jay go to proscalelegal.com. Look at what he's got there, the templates and the coaching. All of that is right there. He's making it available to you. Take him up on it. You need to protect yourself in this day and time in which we live. And to have someone there that can give you the pointers, where as you grow, nobody just wants to be, making $100 a month for the rest of their life. You'd like to go that to $100,000 a month, right? Well, as you grow, so does the legal ramifications if something happens. You need to protect yourself in the beginning. Now, if you've already established your business and you're growing, get in touch with him. He'll guide you there as well. Jake, thank you so much for taking the time from your business to visit with us and share this important information with our listeners. I know someone out there heard and learned something today that is sparking them to dig a little bit deeper and take some of the precautions you've shared with us today. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. It's been a blessing being here with you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Jay Rezik and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait.
Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.